Hello, I'm Lori Watanabe, the editor of Mobility Management. Welcome back to our Mobility Management podcast for seating and wheeled mobility professionals. And today I'm so happy to be here with Amber Foster, who is the VP of Sales Urology with New Motion Medical Supplies. I'd also like to say thank you to New Motion for sponsoring our conversation. Amber, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for being with me today.
Thanks for having me, Lori. Excited to be here.
Okay, so Amber, let's start at the start. We all know who New Motion is, but can you give us a little explanation of the medical supply division at New Motion and also what your mission is?
Sure, absolutely. I hear this question a lot as I travel the country. People Google New Motion and they call us a wheelchair company. And that, in fact, we are, but we're more about independence than anything. And catheters and med supply are very much part of our customers' life every day. It's a big means to their independence. And in 2013, New Motion acquired a company out of Texas that had this really small urology division. And at the desire of our customer base, they thought, let's take this for a ride and see what we can do. It's a perfect adjacency business to our customer base. And that was in 2013. I came on in 2016, and we have done nothing but grow and serve a large amount of customers who are in equipment. So we meet the needs of everything outside of that equipment that a customer's in, mostly disposables, catheters, ostomy supplies, wound care, and some incontinence. But catheters is where we really make a difference, because the wrong catheter can mean someone doesn't leave their house, someone doesn't cast, someone can go back into hospital. So it's been an exciting adjacency, one that's proven to be well received by our customer base. So here, it's been about a little over 10 years that I've been here, and 13 for the whole team.
Well, I think it's so important, because I've seen in multiple studies that people really pinpoint catheters, urological supplies, incontinence, kind of that whole division or that whole group of products. Mm-hmm. As such a high priority quality of life factor for them, meaning people are not staying home because they don't like their wheelchair, they're uncomfortable in their wheelchair. They're staying home because they're afraid of having accidents or not being able to get into accessible bathrooms, things like that. So thank you so much for what you're doing. Let's now dive into the Ally program. Great name. Can you give me an overview of what the Ally program is and where that idea came from?
Yes, the Ally program at a high level is a peer-to-peer community, a customer network that we have launched. The idea is to connect a customer using equipment or in catheters from San Diego to someone in Boston, Seattle to Miami, Atlanta to Dallas, and everywhere in between. And it's a safe space for customers that use supplies or an equipment to go on, receive some unbiased education, ask really important questions they may not feel comfortable asking anywhere else. And we've just launched it. It's been a labor of love, I should say. The idea started a couple of years ago. It's very personal to me. I became really ill in 2021, and I am a very healthy mid-40 person, and found myself very sick. And 2 years ago, they decided, you're going to need an ostomy bag. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, an ostomy is where they basically route your intestines to the outside of your body and put a bag on you. And it's your waste that you're carrying around on the outside of your body. So they do this, and I remember I was getting ready to discharge, and this wonderful nurse said to me, you are very calm for someone leaving with an ostomy bag. And I told this wonderful nurse, I said, ma'am, I've been selling ostomy supplies for 20 years. This is going to be a cakewalk. This is 8 weeks long. I can do this. Well, 8 weeks turned into a year. And 2 weeks in, I didn't know anything about ostomy. That's what I learned really quickly. I had a great WOCN team. They did everything they could to help me manage this bag. I spiraled into depression. I couldn't leave my home. I was back in the hospital, and I was doom scrolling on my phone one night. Peer support groups for ostomy. I found all the regular ones you would find, and then I stumbled across a group that wasn't sponsored by anybody, called Meet and Ostimate. There were 21,000 people in this group. They've doubled in size since I met them. And I put down all these questions I had in this chat box. And people from all over the globe chimed in to what I needed to do to be more successful with my ostomy bag. And in a matter of like 20 minutes, my life had been significantly changed because of my peer support group in this country and in the world. And I said, man, we need to do this for the catheter group. So once I got better, I gave this idea to our marketing team and said, I want to connect the country and then the world by diagnosis code and by catheter users and by needs. And everyone got behind it. And here we are today with a couple of podcasts filmed, a chat room built, and really excited to change lives in a way that really isn't out there today.
I love that because I think you hit on it wonderfully when you said you were surrounded by really high quality healthcare professionals. Mm-hmm. You had a great nurse, but maybe there's still questions you're too scared to ask, or you don't realize to ask them at the moment, and then they come up in the middle of the night 8 weeks later or whatever. So I love that the community kind of fills that, you know, your very own focus group, your very own support group, and that you know that these people are living the same experience as you are. So that's such an expert community you've got. So with all that in mind, tell me some of the most popular, I guess, articles, yeah, podcast topics, conversations that you've had to date.
So to date, we probably have a dozen podcasts. When we try to post one a week. So we've been doing this since the summer and looking at our views, and we're still in growth mode. So we're still relatively new, but the one that's had the most views, which I think is awesome, is a former rodeo guy who's been in an accident, needs a wheelchair, and he's just 100% authentically himself in this video. And he talks very openly about his fear of cathing and how he needed help. And this was a cowboy. Like, if you think of like the ultimate Yellowstone cowboy, this is this guy. And he's on our podcast talking about how scary that was, and how coming out of the rehab experience, that was the one thing he worried about the most. He's had a lot of views. One of my favorite, and it's our second most viewed podcast right now, is a young woman out of Denver who went to get her open water diving certification. And she explained how that went. She explained how bowel and bladder management affected that process for her. And I love it. At the end, she gives us a surprise. We asked her what her next adventure is, and she's going to be be a first-time mom. So they just filmed their second one yesterday for follow-up of, okay, now we're going to get into something extremely different and more exciting. So love that podcast. And then another one that's been real successful is a cathing, everything you ever wanted to know, but were afraid to ask. So that one was also real popular. The podcasts from here on out are really what customers want from us. And so that's the focus going forward is, what do you want to talk about? What do you want us to bring on? I have become a producer, and I have zero business being a producer and something like this, but I search for people on the social media. I hit him up with a message. How do you feel about sharing your story? You want to talk about catheters? And no one ever says no. That's what's been so cool about it. Had a race car driver. We've had a bodybuilder. So I encourage everyone to, you know, when they have the opportunity to log on and listen to some of these really cool stories. That's been our successful ones are the human interest.
And you really are letting them lead the way. It sounds like you're the host, you're the producer, you host this, but you really let your audience sort of set the pace, set the tone, pick the subject matter. I can't believe you've had a race car driver and a cowboy, two separate people. That is so awesome. I also understand that you recently launched the Ally Program Community Forum. Yes. And that sounds like something else that is for the community, but also by the community. So what details can you share with us about that?
This is will be the heart of the connection. The community forum will be. It will be where the magic happens and where all of our problems are solved, is how I look at this. And we've soft launched it for this month, friends and family coming on and posting questions, the very first questions about, I've had four UTIs this year. I need some guidance on how to prevent that. And it's not that he hasn't had good guidance from a healthcare provider, but I look at some of the advice we get is what your grandmother would have told you to do to cure something, right? And it could be something that simple. But there are 13 communities we've started out with. And this will change as we see engagement grow and what topics are more popular. But it's everything from a caregiver's corner to, I have Kathy from a wheelchair, a segment. There's a female, a male anatomy segment. And then adaptive tools. At traveling. So you can join any of these forums, you can join them all, and then go in there and just read what's been posted, ask your question. But at the end of the day, this is the connection right here. And this is what will be, will determine how far we can go. Is how cool are the topics and how good is the advice from the peers will be that. So I'm excited. January will be when it's fully available, where we really push to get more engagement. So that is a part that excites me the most going forward.
And I like that it sounds like you can join these communities and sort of participate at your own pace, right? So if you're maybe new or you're trying to get information, you're not maybe comfortable offering advice yet or sharing your own story, but you can listen to what other people are saying and then participate kind of as you choose. So it's not like you're being drafted into this and you have to say something. That sounds like a wonderful pace for people where you meet them where they are.
Yes. It's a never say anything and learn a lot, or I can lead the charge in the conversation. So something for everyone.
So with that in mind, and you said a January sort of official launch, what other nexts do you have coming up for the Ally program?
This what's next is whatever the customer base wants to be next. And this can be from clinicians to caregivers to our end users. We're meeting with some physicians tomorrow from a very prominent rehab center who want to hear more about it and want to talk about the clinician side of this forum, where you can connect some of these really notable rehab facilities across the U.S. with maybe somebody rural who needs some help as a clinician, learning on how to help someone cath more appropriately and with a better outcome. So that's what's next for that group, is building out the clinical side where they can go and ask questions. I would love down the road for this to be global, for anybody in the world to be able to come in. I'd love for an in-person event at some time. That's the future state, but we will take this wherever the customer base tells us to take it. So.
Okay, you just mentioned clinicians getting in on the education and the conversations. So even though I know that Ally is for the community of catheter users, kind of that's where the advice is coming in, that's where the conversations are, but it sounds like it could be really helpful to professionals in the industry as well. So how can clinicians, as well as your consumers, how can they get access to all this education? Do they need to sign up? How does that work?
They do need to sign up. Clinicians, any clinician in the country can register at catheters.newmotion.com. Anybody can sign up there. There's a clear button that says clinician registration. And then as far as the customer base goes, they need to be a New Motion customer today, whether on the wheelchair side or on the catheter side, to access the platform. And there's a clear button to sign up and register once they get to the New Motion website. They'll see Ally Home. They'll log in, build a profile. If they have any issues while they're logging in, there's prompts to direct them to someone to help them get logged in. If they haven't used their My New Motion login in quite some time, we'll help get them. But ultimately, it just takes you sharing your email address with us, and we can help guide you into the program. And then once you're in, you have access to articles, webinars, the podcast. And of course, we're always recruiting for good talent to hop on and tell their story as well. So.
Would it be appropriate for, if you are the parent, the caregiver of a child who's using a catheter, maybe that's your journey, is there room for like a caregiver taking care of someone else to kind of be part of the community as well?
There is. You would register under your family member's name and their information. Then we have Caregivers Corner as one of our subgroups too. And the caregivers are some of the the most inspiring people you'll ever talk to. They're also the most hardcore, like the mom boards that are out there with the pediatrics. They don't mess around. They mean business when you're talking about the healthcare of their children. I would love to tap into that group too. So yes, it's a great place for caregivers to meet and vent about the stress of all of it. Caring with someone with a disability, traveling with someone with a disability, with supplies. What do you do when you run out? What do you do to prevent this? So yes, very much appropriate for that group.
I can only imagine what the Mama Bear Forum must be.
They are not to be messed with.
A formidable group, we'll say. And Amber, my last question is a little related to current events. Of course, we've been hearing a lot about urological supplies, catheters, in addition to ostomy and trach as well, because, of course, the day after Thanksgiving, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, announced its final rule, published its final rule, and confirmed basically that urological ostomy and tracheostomy supplies would be part of the next round of Medicare's competitive bidding program. So I know that during the public comment period, industry advocates were arguing vehemently that urological supplies are very personalized and they're individualized choices, and that customization was a big part of being sure that every consumer had access to the products that are best suited to their needs. So given that we now know urological supplies and catheters will be part of competitive bidding's next round, should we be concerned about competitive bidding potentially threatening access to these customized options that consumers need?
It's a great question. It's a very fresh development, for sure. And you know, my first snap comment is that anytime you limit access, everyone's going to be concerned. But with the final rule, it's meant to ensure that customers get the product that works best for them. So what the final rule we interpret it as is, if you are one of the eight companies who win the bid, providers who win the bid, and a physician has written for a very specific catheter, you have to provide that catheter. I do feel that they've set it up where you have to be able to service all 50 states to win a bid. I think it's might be a little more structured this time, but I think that will, my hope is that will not provide an access problem. And that what I really love about our organization is that we've always been this way. We offer a variety of manufactured products to ensure the customers get that special product that works best for them, and we'll continue to do so.
I'm sure it's going to come up probably on your comment boards and conversations. So I would love to check back in with you kind of down the road as competitive bidding sort of rolls out and we go through the process. I'm sure that'll show back up in the Ally program conversation. So Amber, thank you so much for being with us. With that, I'll be wrapping up this episode with Amber Foster at NewMotion Medical Supplies. And again, my thanks also to NewMotion for being our episode sponsor. Mobility Management Podcasts are available for listening and downloading via Apple Podcasts and wherever else you listen to your podcasts. The best way to make sure that you don't miss any of our episodes is to subscribe. And you can also go onto our website, mobilitymgmt.com/podcast, to listen there. Thank you very much for spending part of your day with us, and we'll be back again soon.